It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, December 10th, 2014. On this date in 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt became the first American to win a Nobel Prize. Roosevelt was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating an end to the Russo-Japanese War, a year-and-a-half-long conflict that has been called the first major war of the 20th century. The principal issue was Russia's need for a warm water port on the Pacific Ocean. Negotiations soon broke down over the issue of Korean neutrality, and Japan attacked the Russian fleet. Russia would suffer numerous defeats at the hands of Japan, but would remain in the war due in part to the will of the Tsar, Nicholas II, who wanted to preserve Russia's dignity by averting a humiliating peace. The conflict concluded with the Treaty of Portsmouth, mediated by U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Maine, while the delegates stayed in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Unable to be in Norway to collect the prize at the time, Roosevelt asked the American ambassador to accept the award on his behalf. In 1910, during his European tour, Roosevelt belatedly delivered his Nobel lecture in Oslo. The speech included a call for a league of peace with international police power. Such a league was thought too radical an idea by European newspapers at the time and was an unwelcome proposition in a Europe actively preparing for war. Roosevelt's vision would not be realized until 1945 and the formation of the United Nations, an effort begun by another Roosevelt shortly before his death. Theodore Roosevelt did not keep the prize money. Though he stated privately that he wished he could have kept it for his children, his wife Edith said a public figure could not keep such a reward. Instead, Roosevelt said he would donate the money to Congress for the funding of a permanent industrial peace committee, which would address fair dealings between classes of society. However, Congress never organized the committee, and so during World War I, Roosevelt petitioned Congress to return the funds to him so he could distribute the money to war relief efforts in various charities. Since Roosevelt received the prize in 1906, it has been awarded to 22 other American individuals or organizations, including Presidents Woodrow Wilson, Jimmy Carter, and Barack Obama, two vice presidents, Charles G. Dawes and Al Gore, and four secretaries of state, Frank Kellogg, Cordell Hull, George Marshall, and Henry Kissinger, have also been so honored. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King received the prize in 1968, and Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel was presented the award in 1986. Perhaps most noteworthy of all was Linus Pauling, a chemist who was also notable for his advocacy of world peace. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1954, and in 1962 he received the Peace Prize. This makes him the only person to be awarded two unshared Nobel Prizes, and he is one of only four individuals to have won more than one Nobel Prize. Pauling is also one of only two people to be awarded Nobel Prizes in different fields, the other being Marie Curie. It all began with Teddy Roosevelt, who said, "The best prize life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 10th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.